Welcome back to Crudo, everybody. I'm going to go ahead and have my guest host introduce themselves and their names and pronouns.
Isaac, he, him.
Amanda, she, her.
Crystal, she, her.
Julio, he, him.
And I'm Maite, she, her. Your sub for the day, Johnson, is busy being a really good father. So we just finished out a game against our rivals, San Diego, on a Thursday night. You know, a little inconvenient, but some of us got out here and we tied. And yeah, that was, it was a very stressful game. I don't know how you feel about that, Isaac.
Yeah, San Diego had a bunch of injuries coming up to this game, but it seems like everybody healed up right in time for this game. So I was a little stressed. And also, you know, I was coming to the game like right after work. So, you know, it was just a lot of stress on the commute over here, but glad that we were able to pull through and at least get a tie.
Super duper anxious, but the stats are pretty even, to be honest with you, despite the injuries even on our team. So I'm proud of the performance that the team put in tonight. It's obviously not a W, but you know.
A clean sheet is a clean sheet.
A clean sheet is a clean sheet.
Yeah, absolutely. The whole game, I was just kind of like on my tiptoes, just kind of like watching, waiting. I knew San Diego was going to bring it today, but at the same time, I really thought that Angel City would persevere.
Yeah, I mean, I think that belief kind of helps us, you know, like the hashtag Ted Lasso believe, like, keeps us coming out here. How did you feel about the game?
I have a bit of mixed feelings with the game. You know, you definitely don't want to lose, like, the derby matchup at home. You know, San Diego always plays us well. I think we always play them well. We match up pretty nicely, which I think is a little bit, that's where the frustration comes in, because I wonder where is this intensity in the other games, and why do we wait until we have a fake Poderosa Pink in front of us, you know, to step up our game.
Fake-ass Poderosa Pink.
Yeah, fake-ass fools. But the defense did a great job today. Curry, I actually really like Curry, Giselle Thompson, Megan Reed. And I got to say, I probably like Vignolia more than Spencer, even though I got love for Spencer. But I kind of want to see, I mean, I want to see Sarah Gordon in there, you know. But given, like, taking account her injury, I think that was a very solid performance from the back line. Rocky Rodriguez plays with heart. If we can get that heart from the midfield going up, I feel like we would be fine. Alyssa hustled a ton. Sid hustled a ton. So there was some, you know, some silver lining. It's just, I think the team has been playing together for a while, where we can ask a little bit more out of them.
Yeah, I mean, I think we expected to feel the loss of Gordon in the back line. And we kept the clean sheet anyways. So it's nothing to scoff at. Curry, third round pick, somehow a starter now. Super proud of her. Is there any other standouts in the game? I mean, there's one that was the player of the match, but any standouts that you want to call out?
I mean, we already gave her flowers, but Rocky, so proud that we share a last name, but stud in the midfield, is becoming very much the heart of our midfield. And yeah, super happy that she's playing with LA now.
Any standouts for you, Amanda?
I would say Giselle Thompson. My friends and I were saying that she was just Giselle-ing all over the pitch. She's got some fancy footwork, and I'm super excited to see that develop and the connection with her and AT. You could see them give each other looks. Like, it was amazing. I'm so stoked.
The Switchblade sisters. Hopefully Giselle's injury is something so minor that she's back starting line next week. But any standouts for you?
Yeah, I definitely think that Didi did her thing. The Thompsons were up there as well, and Le'Veon and Rodriguez were probably like one of the like highest performers of the night.
For sure. I have to say, like, the opposite of a standout, LaRue, I still feel like kind of disappears on the field. Another disappeared player is apparently Messiah Bright. Got no minutes today. It's pretty confusing, but I have to say, I always complain about subs, but today we started subbing on the 60-second minute. And that, I think, helped us a lot. I think that gave us new life, and I hope that it proves that, you know, more subs a little quicker are going to help us out. Do you guys have any feelings about our substitution methods today?
I really want to see Bright play a bit more. I think she really hasn't had enough minutes to really show what she's capable of. So, I mean, that's what I'd like to see, is more minutes from Bright.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with your assessment earlier. I think the earlier sub timing was really, really beneficial for us today because we were able to put in that full 90. I'm happy to see MA back on the pitch. So I think, yeah, just keep doing more of that.
Yeah, I think all our players are doing really well. I'd like very much to see Reed step into her shoes and really fill in the shoes that were left for her to fill. Like, I feel that she can do a lot more and continue to do more.
Agree?
Yeah, I think I'm going to second Maite. I don't understand why Messiah Bright is not playing. It's not a fair shot. She hasn't gotten a fair shot. I think Sid should be the one that comes off the bench at like the 60 or 70 minute mark, and then Messiah Bright should be the one starting the games. Sid gives you hustle. Sid has experience. You know, you need a late goal. You need an offensive push. I feel like Sid fills that role better than expecting her to do that for a full 90, what was it, 99 minutes today?
And then plus another four.
Something like that, right? And so, I don't know. I don't think it's sustainable for you to expect, you know, a more veteran player to be holding up these amount of heavy minutes when you have fresh up-and-coming players on the bench just sitting for no reason. So,
yeah, 100%. And I have to argue again that Matthias is just not doing it for me at all. You know what? We're coming up on, like, Olympic season. We're about to lose some players. Not a lot. Luckily, like, I think we're just losing Giselle and Riley, who hasn't even been playing. So we're one of the luckier teams, but I mean, I'm going to veer off course a little bit. Are you guys going to be watching the Olympics or any of these upcoming friendlies?
100%. Definitely going to be watching the Olympics. Already bought tickets for the July 20th game.
Versus America.
Ooh. Excited to see Angel City play. Very excited to see Nikki Hernandez play again. And a bunch of... America has such a solid squad, too. So excited to see them.
Yeah, I'll be tuning in to both the Olympics, you know, whatever time of day it is.
It's going to be, like, early in the day.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I guess I'm setting some alarms.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll be watching from the comfort of my own home. Or if anyone wants to invite us out to a watch party, there we are.
I'll start organizing.
Yeah, coffee and football, you know? That's where it's going to be.
Hell yeah.
Pan dulce, café y fútbol.
Speaking of internationals, La Bombi kind of gave us a hard time, I would argue. Like, they have incredible talent on the San Diego team, so that they didn't put one away is actually really awesome and really impressive.
Did you tell them who got your mic in?
Shout out to Mosaic. But yeah, I mean, I think we held up, you know, against La Bombi.
Yeah, big fan of the Mexican national team players. Love La Bombi. Wish she was playing in LA, but you know, it is what it is.
Controversial transfer, yeah. So we're missing Gordon. We're missing a lot of people. We, like, need them back. We're not even missing a lot of people. We're just missing Gordon. And she's makes...
But she's a lot to us. She's a lot to us. So.
She's captain, basically.
We miss you, Gordon. We miss you.
Get well soon.
Oh, speaking of, like, the international, again, I feel like there was some snubs on our team. I know Vignola hasn't been playing, but she was snubbed for the cup. And I think Alyssa was snubbed too. She did pretty good.
Yep. Giselle and made the, like, training, I think? She made
no,
the training
Giselle
squad.
Made the U20.
Oh, U20. You're right.
Yeah,
I was thinking of the Spirit midfielder.
Krabethune was absolutely snubbed for Hirschfeld. Lynn Williams was snubbed for Morgan, who could not score against us today. I'm veering fully off course of this game, but, you know, we drew, so there's not a whole lot to talk about. We actually had a lot less shots until the very end, in which we had like 10 corners in a row.
That's us.
And we did not capitalize, but you know, maybe next time. Any finishing thoughts?
Super proud of the team today. I think they put on a great performance, even though we were missing such a big piece of the team. But super happy for them, super proud of them. They really represent LA in such a great way.
I second that, and I also am super excited about the side hops that Kristen Press was doing with her right leg. Yeah. I think that's very promising, particularly post-Olympics. I think we might see a little bit more of CP23, so.
We love our little bunny. She looks great out there.
Yeah, I'm about to third that. Like, I super proud of the team that we had today, and I just hope that we keep it up. We keep learning with every game that we play, and we learn to play as a cohesive team and learn everyone's strengths and weaknesses.
Next week, we're going up against last year's champions, and I think this is going to be a real test. I don't think tonight was a test. I think that's going to be our test. And you know what? We're building. If we have Gordon back with the current starters that we have, I believe in it. I hashtag believe in it, you know? All right. Tuning out. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye.
Vamos poderosa.
Thank you so much.